Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hello.
I don't know what number this is.
163.
This is 163.
Oh my gosh.
And today we're going to be answering your questions about dating.
And as the person who just went through all the questions, I think I loved the questions. I think this might be like the best one.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Great. I was like, these questions are so good.
I'm intrigued already.
Okay. So they're really good questions. I can't wait to answer them. So let's start with our highs and lows before we get into the main topic, which is the questions. First, we're going to tell you guys our highs and lows of the week. So what's your high and low of the week? Okay. Here's my low. I already know. My low is that the other freaking night, I was awake for 4 hours. Who does that in the middle of the night? Who does that?
I've done that.
I've never done
that. From what time to what time?
Like 4 hours straight.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't.
The night we filmed.
That has never happened to me.
Kills me just the same. The night before, I woke up. I went to bed at 10-ish, 11. Woke up like 20, or woke up like an hour later, like 12. Didn't fall back asleep until like 5:30 a.m.
Then five and a half 11. Hours.
I read like 2 books.
Yeah, like, see, that's just weird. I think it was like a hormonal thing mixed with anxiety. I think
anxiety will do that.
But anxiety doesn't do that to me. So I'm like, what? But anyway, that was uncalled for.
Yeah, new era.
Yeah, that was uncalled for. So then that was my low. And then my high is that Tristan started waving goodbye to people.
Oh, so like, so cute. She's like, cute.
And now she waves goodbye to Nick every night before bed. I say, all right, you want to say goodnight? Say bye-bye. And then he waves her and she waves goodnight. Aww. So that's my high. So I don't know why waving is like, yeah, that as I don't know if it's a milestone or whatever, new skill.
Oh,
it's like one of the most exciting because your baby's so like cute. Saying
it's like they're breaking the fourth
wall.
It's
like one of their first means of communication.
Yeah. So cool. Okay, anyway, so
and
that's like,
they care about the people are there and they're gone.
Okay. I know what my high was.
What?
I went on a walk run in the rain.
Ooh,
the other evening. Fun. Okay, amazing. It was evening. Ooh. It wasn't like pouring, storming rain. Like there was like some sun peeking through and it was just like a light rain.
I love it.
And amazing. I don't know why I was in such a good mood. It was just like literally the whole time I was just like, I am in a movie right now.
So what was your playlist?
It was
like?
So fun. It's just like upbeat, energetic, like like a girl power kind of vibes, and just like life is good, whatever.
Cute. Oh, that's
nice. That was like actually like euphoric. Wow. And then my low, I don't know. I was like sad the other day.
You know, that's a low.
That was my low.
That's a low. That is a low. I don't really know.
Nice. your high was what? What was your high?
I don't have any of those.
I wonder what her high was.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Amy had a great time.
I've had great time.
That was your high.
Yes.
I already know what was her high.
Well, I was going to say, my high was I went to a bunch of trivia nights lately. And they were really fun.
You had a great time.
I did.
Okay.
How did you do with the trivia? Did you answer them right?
I did not.
What kind of
until
trivia
the last was night. It was so like random trivia things. And I felt bad because I did not get the question that was like, oh my gosh, we can burn brighter than the sun. What lyric is that from? And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, is that Amy, fun?
Yes. I couldn't think of it.
I love
but
fun.
I will say he would play a song to give you time to think of your answer. And I can't think of a song while he's playing.
Yeah, that's like a trick.
Sabotage. So, but I was going into fight or flight every answer. I was like, I can't think of anything until the last night that we did it. Because it was like it was only like a few weeks in a row. I thought of a bunch of random answers and I did well.
Nice.
Wow. But you got more comfortable.
Yes.
The test anxiety
I'm
went
so
away.
Bad yes. at trivia.
It was fun though. Like I got the answer that Guinevere was with Lancelot just because mom did a play about it. And I saw it like 50 years ago. So I was proud of myself.
Wow.
And I recalled that the Dalai Lama is from Tibet. So good for me.
Tibet.
Yeah.
I did not.
Whipping out the Dalai Lama facts.
Okay, that's a good one.
So yeah, it was good. And then my low is that I have not been able to sleep in past like 5:36 for like a week or two.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting. Even if I go to bed at 3 or 2, that happened. I went to bed at 2 and I woke up at 5:30. And then I never slept again until the next night. So yeah.
Yikes.
That was
rib. Wow, there's a lot of lack of sleep going around here.
I know. I actually feel great today.
It's anxiety. I slept last night.
I feel pretty good today.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Okay, good.
Okay, my low is that I'm planning a surprise party. Ugh, I'm so bad at this. I don't know why.
I don't know how or why.
Hey, listen. I love
planning it.
I love parties. I love hospitality. I love gathering people. I love celebrating people's milestones. Do I like planning and details? No. Yeah. I hate them. They stress me out. I've had a nightmare every night the last couple nights that the party comes and nothing's ready and the person gets there and they're like, what's going on? Mm. And my mind keeps having these nightmares. I'm just like, I hate this. I can't wait for it to be over.
Oh, it's going to go fun because I'm running it day of. Yeah. So
I do have some good help. Fun. Some good help at the party.
It's going to go well.
It's going to go well.
It'll all be okay. I'm like,
us three will be your pillars, Kath.
Yeah. It just really feels like I'm planning a wedding. There's vendors involved.
Yeah.
There's people flying in from out of state. So I'm like, there's a lot of things to coordinate.
It's
going to be fine.
It'll
be great.
Doesn't
that be perfect? It'll be great.
Oh, I'm exactly. So excited. I'm
beauty and imperfection.
Yeah. I'm picking up Lisa from the airport tomorrow.
Oh, good. My high was that I bought my twins a water table. And we've been going out, and if you don't know what a water table is, if you don't have children, it's basically just like this basin of water.
It's a table with
where
water?
Your children will go out and enjoy some sensory play and splash themselves. And aww. There's like little like things to scoop the water and just play in it. So
that's cute.
I don't know. It's really fun.
Too.
It's just nice being outside and watching them enjoy. That's been fun. It just makes me excited for summer. So that's my high.
Oh my gosh. Baird is so excited the twins are here today.
Aww.
Like, they're going to play with me.
Yeah, I was getting really distracted during Lauren's high because I heard them and I'm like, are they crying? And I realized they were laughing. They're in the other room taking a nap, but really they're just laughing.
Just laughing.
Do you think they'll fall asleep?
Eventually. It'll probably just take a while. It's their new environment.
That's funny. Okay. They're just laughing there. All right. So I guess we jump in to the main topic.
We're going to jump in.
Woo. So let's get into.
I love answering random questions that I'm not qualified to answer.
Dating questions. Okay. Where can you meet people organically? Throw out some places you've met people organically.
Where did I meet someone?
I met a guy at Barnes & Noble once, the bookstore.
Oh.
I've met multiple guys. I think I was in a relationship every time, so it's like, no, you can't have a number. But I've met multiple guys there at the bookstore.
A karaoke place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another person asked that is not a bar also, so we can just morph those into one.
Okay. I'm going to do some that I've done and some that I've seen heard, like, other friends who have met people.
Church.
Church.
Yeah, things do with church.
The gym. One of my friends met a guy at the gym recently.
Cute.
Concert. And what was
Here's a tip I heard about trying to meet someone at the gym.
What?
You leave your water bottle. Okay, so you go where the guy is you're trying to meet.
Oh, I love it.
You leave your water bottle and you leave and you come back and you're like, hey, sorry, have you seen my water bottle?
Brilliant.
And then if they want to like say something, they can't. So it's like an opener. It's
also, can be like, can you watch my water bottle
or watch my stuff.
Can you watch my water?
Random stranger who I trust to watch my belongings.
You could apply that water bottle in a lot of situations and I'm thinking about it.
Depending on your phone. You're in a coffee shop.
Okay, wait, you know
people
what?
Have their water bottles. Would you watch my precious $1,000 belonging of a laptop?
The classic move is to walk to the bathroom so you can walk back and then like, because I always have to gather myself. So I'm like, okay, if I see the person, then I'm like, okay, I know where they are. So then I walk past them, I go to the bathroom, gather my thoughts.
Yeah.
And then I have the opportunity to walk back and get into the conversation. And it's like, it works every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, multiple people from church.
Lots of church stuff.
But I will say, if you do go to church, it's nice to get involved with the ministry because you're not just going to go to some random person. Oh, did you like the sermon? Like, that's not going to happen. To me, it was always like, oh, I met someone while we were doing a ministry together.
Yeah.
Or I was up singing or reading or doing some cause thing. And then someone came up to me after and was like, oh, you have to give people a reason to talk to you.
Also, there's a lot of events and stuff on like Facebook that like go on in your like town. You could look into that.
Oh, yeah. The biggest one for me is through someone I know.
Yes.
That's the biggest one of all. So you just got to do general things with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
And that is probably what's going to happen.
That's so true, because I remember reading this once that, like, most people meet, like, I think there's some statistic that's like, a lot of people meet someone who's a mutual friend. Mm, so the more friends you make, even if they themselves are not the person you date, they might have a friend or a cousin or a brother.
A brother. That's my case.
You just, you know, the more people you know, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
They invite you to a random Christmas party. That I feel like this happens all the time.
Also, I just saw another comment that was like, please stop talking over each other. Guys, we are trying. I promise we're trying, but we'll try even harder. But I swear we're trying.
Okay? It's hard, guys.
It's so hard. So we're trying.
I don't think you guys realize our normal conversations, there's not even one person talking for that long, actually, in our normal conversation. We will, like, actually both speak at the same time and also still listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
wow. That's actually, it was hard to listen to. I was trying to listen and, like, pick out the individual voices, and I was like, oh, that's kind of hard.
It's not hard.
I'm just so used to it.
I know.
All right. I'm going to try really hard.
Okay. The brain next power question.
That I have. Oh,
should I give up? Should I give up on Hinge?
Oh.
Someone no, answer. Why would you give
why
up?
Why are you someone answer?
I don't get answering. This thing. People love to be like, I'm done with the dating apps. Why?
I feel like you can meet great people on there.
Because people get burned out. It's
so okay, so take a break.
Yeah, that's what I always tell people, because I met my husband on a dating app. Mm. Take a break. Listen, take a break when you need it, but don't give up forever, because there's new people joining the apps every day. And it's not always going to be the same people, because there's literally people move to your town. People get out of a relationship. Like, people are kind of moving in and out all the time. So just give it another
chance. Try, like, updating your profile.
Yes.
Yeah. Get some new different pictures or do a different prompt.
Yeah.
There's so many TikToks. Not that I've seen them. Not that TikTok listens to me. Because it does. People being like, okay, this is your profile. Like, they'll go through people's, like, Hinge profiles. Like, and they'll be like, okay. Because they'll, like, send the person a screenshot. And they're like, okay, I think you should change this picture to this.
To change this.
So you could look at that, too. But, like, yeah, I don't think you should give up. There's a lot of nice people.
Okay, next one. I asked out a guy from my church, and he backed out. But I want to get to know him better. What should I do? Move on. Next question.
Yeah, if he backed out, it's done.
He backed out. Don't try to get to know him more.
Oh, yeah. I just posted this on my story. I think she's like a therapist lady. She's like, I love this new thing called the let them theory, where it's like, if someone backs out of your life, let them. Just perfect. Let it go.
Do you wait for him to make the first move, or be bold?
Be bold.
Be a little bit
I think
bit
it
bold.
Depends.
Not too bold. That's what I would do.
Listen, leave your water bottle.
And then later I'll be really bold. But the beginning, don't be that bold, is my opinion. Unless you are naturally really, really bold, then be bold.
It depends on the person. If you're a bold woman, be bold.
I like being bold at some point.
To me, being bold is just expressing any sort of interest. It's so bold for me. I have to cosplay that I'm Lauren.
Okay, that's a good point.
I'm like, what would Lauren say?
Could be different.
I feel like Lauren's not that bold, though.
Okay, here's a great one for us, guys.
I cosplay that I'm her, though. I'm like,
is it? Okay, I saw a lot of this theme, so I really wanted to touch on this one. So, girls listening, we got you. Is it embarrassing? I saw so many of this. That I'm 18 and I've never been on a date?
No.
I've never been asked on a real date.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, plenty of us have been either 18, never asked on a date, or 18, never, some of them were like, never had a boyfriend, blah, 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 all those things.
And plenty of us,
Lisa
are
included,
27 and not committed to, so don't worry about it.
But I know the feeling. It's definitely nothing wrong with you. I think the theme of these questions was like, yeah, a lot of people feeling like behind, trust
he's
me.
Got
you
a
are,
little check. You got a
you
little
are,
check in.
You're not behind it all.
No.
You have like 18 year old boys.
You are on your own path.
You got plenty of time.
You are on your own path, and nothing that anyone else does is going to change your path. Like, other people around you, the timing or the ages they do things at in life. So just ignore it. Be like, okay, this is my path. And if you want to, you know, put yourself out there, try to change your path.
Maybe that's
do
the
that.
Problem.
And two, life is like, dating is just one piece to the puzzle. Like, there's so much in life. Like, you can have a lot of love in your life even without dating.
Yes.
Obviously, if you want to date, that's great. But it's like, every time you go on the apps, you might have a bunch of bad experiences or meet someone and it doesn't work out. Like, there's dating is one aspect of your life, and there's so many other great ways you can travel. You can meet new people, try new hobbies, experience things. Like, there's so much life to live, is what I'm trying to say. So
I agree.
I would just try your best not to worry about it because
develop yourself.
There's a lot more to do. Yeah, therapy.
Focus on your own life. You will never have more time than you do right now.
So go for
Very true.
All right, next one. I don't like him anymore, and he's taken. So why do I try to impress him and always think about him? You do like him.
I don't know.
I don't think you like him. Why would you try to impress him if you don't like him?
Well,
and maybe why would you always think about someone you don't like? That would never happen.
Okay, maybe there's some type of like emotional validation happening that she's become accustomed to of trying to win him over.
She keeps thinking about it?
Yes.
Why? I've never thought about a guy I was not attracted to.
Well, she didn't say that. She said, I don't like him. Maybe she's like, oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Have you said, I always think about this guy, but I just don't have any interest in him. Like, why do I keep thinking about him? Have you ever had that?
I have said that, but it was
what?
Deranged.
Wait, what?
Where I'm like, why am I thinking about him? Like, I don't even like him.
Why? But it's like, clearly you do, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but you feel like you don't.
She's just trying not to like him.
What? That's not what she said.
No, I'm saying I think she's trying to say like, oh, he's taken. Like, she doesn't want to like
him. Okay, so her question was, so the answer is you do like him and that does suck because he's taken, but there's plenty of other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
So let's
And also it's good to reflect and be like, maybe there's qualities of him that you really like and you can find in another person.
Also, maybe it's not about him at all. Maybe it's about just the feeling of being rejected. Lonely. And that's why you're obsessing over, not that you're obsessing, but that's why you're trying to impress him.
She said she thinks about always.
Because you're like, if you cannot, you're like, oh, if I could just impress him enough, then he would take the sting of this rejection away. And the rejection is just that he's unavailable. Even if he didn't reject you to your face, it's still like rejection because you like don't like him. But like, yeah.
Okay. And guys, so there's a couple for the next question. There's a couple questions in here that I just included so we could point you to the podcast episode about that. Which they said is annoying, but I think if we did a full episode on it, you should just go watch that.
Because the way you said it, you're like, we have all these questions. Also, we got an episode about this, episode of that. I'm like, they're not going to remember. But if it's just a few,
It's a couple.
We can link them.
This person said, how did you get over your first ex? And we have a really good.
How to get over a breakup.
Extensive episode that is way better than what we can tell you right now.
True.
So you should pull that up.
How to get over a breakup.
It's really good. We're going to
put it in the description, hopefully.
Yes. There's a few to put in the description. Okay, we will link them all. Ariel's behind the camera taking notes right now.
Ariel's diligent.
Okay, I saw a lot of this one.
She's got us.
A big theme was like about age. So I guess there's a lot of Gen Zs. Hey, Gen Z.
Hey.
They were saying like, what age do you consider best to start dating?
Depends.
Everyone is so...
I feel like it depends on how mature you are, but also...
I think that...
Ooh, because a lot of people get taken for a ride by people who say they're more mature than they are.
Oh, my God.
I would say when you're older, TBH, like 17 is probably a good age. I don't know.
Because it's like if you don't date in high school, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you'll be fine in your 20s. So it's not like you have to. But if you do date in high school, you can get some good experience, maybe.
Or you
can get some bad experience.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... It really depends on the situation. All I know is I don't know about dating when you're under what age.
If you can't drive, you probably shouldn't date. I'm sorry.
I think age is kind of irrelevant. It's more about...
No, I think age is 12? Very relevant.
Okay, you guys have that opinion. I have a different one.
You think 12?
You guys are literally talking over me. Hear what I have to say and then see if you still say that.
We'll see if you think 12.
I think that the things that you need to have are, number one, your mental health is in a somewhat stable place. Is your mental health in a stable place at 12?
No.
Probably not.
Mental
health conditions, you're in therapy, you're working on it, you feel somewhat stable, okay? Number two, you have at least one or two good friends that you have kind of a solid friendship with.
Okay.
And number three, your life feels not constantly in flux. You're not constantly changing jobs, constantly moving, don't really know. You know, it's like if you feel kind of settled and a little bit like peace, not that you have to be perfect or have it all figured out because you're going to keep changing. But it's just sort of, I think it's more about a state of mind. I don't think you're going to be in that state of mind at 12. Okay.
You're saying that's when you know you're ready, which was a question.
This presupposes that you want to find a serious commitment, which not everyone does. So that's the frame of reference I'm saying.
So that's how you know you're ready also, which is great because that was later. So
yeah.
How you know you're ready. How do you ask someone out that likes you back?
Easy breezy. They already like you. You just say, hey, want to do this on this day? Easy. They already like you.
Aw, that's exciting.
If you don't want to do the whole plan, you could just say that you want to hang out sometime and then see if they will take the initiative. If you want to do a little bit lighter, depending on what your vibe is.
Okay. People think it's so cringe to ask someone to even be their friend or hang out. I keep seeing this phenomenon on the internet, especially people talking about friends like, oh, I have to ask a girl from work or whatever to hang out. So cringe. Like, just be cringe anyway. Guys,
it's not cringe
That's to say fun. You want to hang out with someone. Mm-mm. Not cringe at all. So just say, nice. Hey, do you want to hang out this weekend? Or if you don't want to say hang out because you want to be more date, even though I can still be a date. But hey, do you want to get together this weekend?
Yeah, you gotta say because there's some things that make it more cash and some terms that make it less cash. Hang out is cash.
What?
It depends on how you...
But you also don't want a friend.
They already like you.
Oh, if they like you, never mind. Then hang out. Nice.
Okay. I have a huge crush on a guy, and he didn't like me back, but we talk a lot.
No, stop. Get out. Help. Get out now. Get
okay,
out
now. I would say, he just wants attention.
He doesn't want your heart.
Right?
Your heart.
Although, I don't think I've ever done that.
Maybe he doesn't know that she likes him.
But didn't you say he rejected her?
He didn't like me back. So it sounds like she
told him.
But he likes that you like him.
He likes the validation.
I've been in this exact situation.
She's saying help. Help her. Help.
Just think of this image of a person tied to the back of a horse being dragged.
Oh, yes.
That's basically you right now.
And
I say that with the utmost of compassion because I've been there.
Haven't we all been dragged?
And it's a really hard place to be. And I just want to say you deserve better. You deserve someone that will really give you their full attention and not just lead you on because they like the feeling of someone liking them that they're not ready or willing to commit to. You deserve someone else. So give yourself that respect you deserve is what I say.
Here's another episode that we have. So they said, how do you get a boyfriend? So I would recommend date tips that got us into relationships or first date tips that got us into relationships. That's a really good one.
It is a good episode. And also the flirting one we did, that one was good too.
Yeah.
Taught me a lot.
Lots of helpful things.
Taught me a lot.
Oh, wow, Amy. Okay.
Younger sister or brother school of flirting.
Yes. They
said. See our birth order episode for that reference.
So okay. Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's getting out of hand.
Okay. I just thought this was funny. They said, how many boyfriends do you have? And then they did again later. Sorry. How many boyfriends have you had?
Let's see. None. It's a really hard stat to remember.
I only had one before Nick. I dated a lot of hung out with or got to know. I feel like that's key. Got to know a lot of guys. But I don't think that's key for everyone. I feel like some people, they don't have to get to know that many guys and they just get what's going on. They're like, okay, this is the person for me. But if you are a very curiosity killed the cat kind of person, then I feel like it's really good to get to know a lot of different types of guys. So you're just okay, I'm not really curious anymore. I got it. It's been done. Overplayed, you know? You're what would it be like if the guy was this?
No, I think most people, it would be beneficial the to curiosity. Date different types of people.
Well, to get to know, what works with you.
To see what works with you. And it's really healthy to do that, to date people that are not your normal type. Might surprise you.
Yes.
My answer to that question is I dated a lot of guys for, a few months. And then I dated one guy for 9 months. And there was other guys that I was really good friends with that I liked who liked me, but we never became official for a few years.
A few years. Because they got a new camera or something. That ain't right.
That happened. Oh, that's another. I didn't even think of that one. Yeah, there was several.
There was a guy who got a new camera.
I got to know a good amount of guys on a deep level before I met my husband. So I don't even know how many, but I never made it official because I was too scared.
Also, I didn't answer that.
To quote Aquamarine. I only had two.
I love it.
Oh okay, Laura, this one's for you, but I got to say something right off the bat. How often should you hang out when dating? As an introvert, I'd like limits, crying, laughing. Listen, I need to tell you something right now.
Interesting.
You need to go look up dismissive avoidance and take a little peek into the literature and do a deep I don't mean a little peek. I mean a deep dive. You need to really read,
read
about
the literature.
That. If you relate to that statement.
Hey, and two of us here are dismissive.
It's really, it's not a bad thing. It's really helpful. It's really helpful just saying. So
listen, but you don't need to hang out with someone every second of every day,
oh, no.
Okay?
No, people? She wants to know, like, what are the limits?
Wait, I when you're, like, officially?
Here's the kicker. You get to decide your own limits.
Lauren
so
can't tell
you
what they
can
are.
Hang out with them however much you're comfortable with. You yeah. decide.
And then when you're uncomfortable, you say, hey, I'm busy.
When that's I was it. Dating my husband, it kind of got to this place of like about 3 nights to 4 nights a week we would hang out. And then like 2 nights I would see friends or family. And then 1 or 2 I would try to like be alone and get stuff done. Yeah, it wasn't a schedule. It was just kind of a rough rhythm.
For them.
That sort, some days, some weeks it was more, some weeks it was less.
Yeah, I will say that as an introvert, I would have thought like, oh, I wouldn't want to hang out that much with a guy that I'm dating. But then when I actually was dating someone, I did want to hang out with them a lot. So
yeah.
It just, and like Kat's saying, like works. Some weeks more, some weeks less. Yeah. Like the thing is like you get to just do what you're comfortable with though.
Yeah, and I wanted to see him every night, but it was like, I also have friends and family yeah. and things to do. Like, that's not really healthy for me. I yeah. need to, like, have other things.
Yeah, that's why you have to have a full life around you.
Yeah, yeah. right. Dating okay. readiness comes back to that.
Okay, this isn't another one that we have a whole episode of just saying. I think we have 2 episodes. What should you look for in a guy? We have, like, green flags.
Well, we, yeah.
I think we've done that multiple times. And it's a long, extensive thing. And we really get into it. Also, the red flags one is also really helpful because it tells you what not to look for. We might have multiple
ones.
Man
in a straw hat.
Mm. Can't trust him.
I highly suggest that.
Oh.
But you could start with strong character. Just start there.
Yeah, strong character.
Strong character.
That's a
what
great
are your
foundation.
Values? That's a good place
kindness,
to start.
Kindness, compassion.
Okay. Oh, same thing. We already answered this, but I'll just read your question. Is it weird to be 21 and never been asked on a date?
No.
There's nothing wrong
it's
with
pretty
you.
Common, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. We barely talked about this. We got a few about the same thing. Can you just tell me the paying situation with dates? I'm confused. Who pays? And then someone else said, should girls start contributing money after the first date?
I'm never paying for a man. I'm never doing it.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I would like to say I probably would never do it either.
Okay, I think that it is the 21st century, so there's a lot of different opinions.
Not for us, apparently.
Well, no, I'm saying there's a lot of different ways you could do this. And I personally think that...
It's the 21st.
I think it makes sense whoever asks pays. I've heard that.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Nope. If the girl asks on the date, I kind of...
No. Listen, like, if I'm like,
hey would you like
you
to go on a date with me
I'll
where you
pay
for
it.
Me? I don't know, that just
well,
seems a little
a
weird.
That's a good point, because I never asked a guy.
Right,
I
so
have.
If you don't want to pay,
I
don't
have,
ask.
And I never paid.
Okay, well, that's just my opinion. It's okay. I'm just saying my
well,
opinion.
Well, it's like if you're like, oh, do you want to go to dinner with me? And then you don't pay for them.
Yeah, they're like, can I take you to dinner? All right, where's your credit card?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be like, let's go to this
right,
steakhouse.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever
you
asks
pay.
Space. But I also think that you should just be open and honest and have a conversation with them. Like, obviously, the first date, you don't really know them. But if you want to continue dating, just talk to them. Be like,
just
hey,
do free things.
What do you think about that too? What do you think about paying? Are you okay with paying? Do you want me to pay? How should, like, I think
what's
there's
your
nothing
philosophy?
Like,
are you having financial issues? Do you
need me? No, but for real though, some people are.
Listen,
and they don't
dating
and,
can be expensive.
Or they might feel nervous because they
yeah.
want to do more free
no,
stuff.
I know.
And so they're like, oh, I'm so relieved that we had this conversation. Just talk
no,
to them.
No, I
you
agree.
Should ask their philosophy.
I yeah. agree. And to answer that question though, it's like it's whatever you want to do. It's whatever you think. Like, I have my opinion. She has
yeah,
opinion.
If you
want to
pay for them,
you
go
have your
for
opinion.
It.
If you want yeah. to split it, you can.
I think there are toxic things on both sides of the scale, and I'll tell you what I mean.
Oh, I
on the
it.
One side, there's men who think that if they pay for your dinner, then
they
you
own you.
Owe them, and they own you.
But they don't.
On the
absolutely
other
not.
Side, I do think there's people who are like, everything needs to be perfectly equal ever, and they're like people who like keep score on everything and are like... What's I'm looking for? Like
they're nitpicky.
Oh,
nitpicky. Want everything to be
Scrooge,
perfect. Evil,
stingy.
Whatever.
Scrooge, stingy.
I don't know what the word is. I'm
no,
looking
it's
for.
It gives a bigger issue.
Yeah, yeah. So there could be toxic people on both sides of this issue.
I want to say I personally love a spirit of generosity. So
yes,
yeah. If there's just something
but not
about
from you,
yeah.
not from me.
I will there's say I went to. Oh wait, sorry. You go.
Just something about going on a date and the guy just paying for it, a nice guy who's not expecting anything from you, who's just generous,
your credit card.
And that's it. And I have to say, I would never lift one penny out of my wallet.
Here's what I'm going to say. If I'm on a so-called date and then he's like, oh, you pay for yourself. I'm like, oh, it's not a date. We're friends.
Yes, that's how I take that.
True. That's true. I'm like, oh, okay, I got
and
it.
And you know what? We're like together for a really long time.
You know
Does that change?
Oh, I thought I could be like, I bought you this ice cream.
No, I thought it was fun later on being like, Nick, let's use my credit. I don't know why I'm like, I'm going to pay for this. Even when we're married, I'm like, but it's like,
it's your both y'all's
money.
And if
you don't want to pay, there's many free things you could do.
Yes, exactly.
Invite them to a park and have a picnic and bring your own food.
That is really,
thoughtful. And go for a walk. Go for a walk at a park or somewhere.
Free events in your town.
Yeah, go to a free concert. You know? What?
Did I tell the story?
You're like, I packed you a PB&J.
Of how I went out to dinner with this guy and we ordered and I was having like a frazzled brain meltdown and I just like walked away and didn't even like pretend to like pay or anything. Could we?
You left the restaurant without paying.
We ordered at the counter. It's like when place where you order at the counter and then you pay at the counter. Oh. So I ordered and I was like,
and she just walked
in. I had a breakdown. I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I just like ran away.
You know, if you want to get them to pay, there's
and
one
then
way.
I came back with a glass of water for him because I was like, I'm so sorry, I had a meltdown. Oh, and I was like,
I had a
that
meltdown.
Was so presumptuous of me. Here's some water.
Oh, okay.
Here's some
like, here's some free water.
Well, like, what did you order? Like a 5-course meal or like a coffee?
It was just a little sandwich, but I was
like, that's another good point is that I/we am not making you imaginary man in the past of my dates spend $1 million. I don't drink, so I'm not ordering alcohol. I'm not going normally. We're not going somewhere crazy. It's not super.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah.
So it's not
same.
Like that.
I would never, if someone's paying, no matter how much, like I would never order something expensive. I wouldn't even, I would just get water. I do not want to like.
Wait,
add
you what?
No, I'm saying when I would go on dates. No, I'm saying when I would go on dates before, even if they were happy to pay,
lemonade for me,
I'm not going to order something expensive. Yes. I feel like that's just inconsiderate.
Yes,
and I'm not going to order a drink.
I think
I'm just going to order something
unless
small.
Unless he says, okay, just get anything.
But guys, if he chose the place and he's planning on paying for you, he's comfortable with you ordering from that
you would
menu.
Hope.
No, I order from the menu. I'm just saying I get one.
Like you don't need to get like the cheapest possible thing ever. Like he chose the place.
I'm saying I'll just get a.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't get
entree.
The filet mignon.
Hey. I'll get a lower price entree, no appetizer, no drink, just like one thing.
Nick regularly.
I feel like that's polite. I don't know.
Nick regularly gets the most expensive thing, and I just cringe the whole time. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why?
He's like, I work hard. I want to treat myself.
Yeah.
I know, but I just cringe. I'm like,
and you guys
do really?
Don't eat out that much.
I'm not really stingy. I'm like in the middle, but at a restaurant, I'm like, no, no.
Yeah.
Because he gets like a drink, he gets alcohol, most expensive thing on the menu, and I'm just sitting over here with my not getting a drink and not getting
the
most expensive
thing.
Has
one leaf of lettuce.
Yeah. No. I always get something with chicken normally is my fave.
Okay.
It's my fave.
I love
my
chicken.
Food. Just saying. It's just different people. I just cringe.
But you guys don't go
that.
Out that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, and he works hard, so he
so
deserves it.
So it's like once in a while.
Yes, I'm just saying.
I get it.
As a person in general, I cringe at ordering the most expensive thing, no matter who it is and no matter how hard they work.
I just always cringe. I get it.
I love a treat.
Now that
I'm in the clear, I love a treat. Like, let's get something nice. We deserve it. Let's treat ourselves. Max is like, I'm thinking of ordering this thing. I'm like, go for it. You do it.
Okay, most expensive thing doesn't mean it's more enjoyable. That's what I'm saying.
But maybe it is.
Okay, let's move on. I'm just saying it's funny. It's funny.
Okay.
Oh my
gosh.
Okay.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
So
I'm
funny.
Just kidding. It is funny.
Okay, how?
I just think it's funny.
I just think it's funny how there was one more episode reference, which is a really good one. I want to marry. But I always, when things go serious, I try to stop everything.
/,
how do you take your relationship to a deeper level when you struggle to trust others? /, there was a bunch of these that were just like, I'm scared. How do I get past my fears? Guys, we did a really good episode about, was it called relationship anxiety?
Oh, yeah. That's a great app.
It's really good. And I have to say, multiple people after it said they had epiphanies.
Oh, I did.
Multiple.
I didn't know that.
I got a message from a guy, a long message telling me how much it affected him. Just saying.
Oh, that's really cool.
Just saying.
I always hope that, and I never knew if that actually happened.
If you're scared and you find yourself like running away from commitment, or you're like always for some reason attracted to people who are just not available and you don't know why that could possibly be, because it's definitely not you, look into that. Good, just saying. Okay, next. How many red flags are too many?
One.
Multiple? Well,
it ain't red.
Red.
Red flag is deal breaker. That's what it means.
Okay, what's the difference between a red flag and something that's like, you need to obsess about them?
If there's a red flag, I'm like, just maybe going to stick around to see if maybe I misinterpreted the red flag. But if it continues to be red, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't misinterpret that.
Because, okay, yeah, what's the difference between a red flag and something that's like,
red
not
is really
great
bad.
About
red
them, but you have
means
to like,
stop. Stop accept. Signs are red. Yes. Red flag is stop.
Yes.
Got it.
So the red flag is coming for you, even if you think it hasn't come for you yet.
So
you're like, oh, that's just his problem. No, it's going to come for you.
Okay, something we have not answered because no one has asked this before, I don't think, but multiple people did on this one again. And once again, it's like high schoolers, teenagers or like older teenagers. A, is it okay to like a guy 5 years older than me?
No.
And B.
Absolutely not.
And B. What do you think about, someone said like age gaps in high school, and I am telling my philosophy. Here's mine. Tell me if you agree. Any age up until 17, I would say 1 year is max. At 17, 2 years.
Okay, yeah. I agree.
Let me rephrase that. 17, 2 years older, not 2 years younger. Like a 15-year-old girl, 17-year-old boy, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a little much.
So if you're a girl, once you get to 17, I would say 2 years older. We're talking older. And then 18, 2 years older. What would you say? Anyone would amend that?
I agree with that.
Through my whole teen years, I always liked guys that were 2 years older than me.
14 and 16?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's a little
But more. Also, dating? Well, I didn't actually date them.
Yeah,
though.
See, on a date, I don't know about that.
That's a little weird, yeah.
Man.
Who can drive you around.
He's almost 14, like a man.
So much life happens.
Absolutely not.
I feel like times. I'm like thinking of young people now, and I'm like, oh, they're all children. But I guess you're right.
To think about how much happens each year is like so much.
Yeah.
What about in 20s, 5 years older?
Oh, that's fine.
Once you get to a certain age.
And I think in high school, hopefully your parents are kind of like involved in your life to a level of like, you shouldn't really be seriously dating anyone. I feel like you can be like in relationships and stuff, but try to keep it a little lighter because you're probably not going to like get married
in
high
school.
Yeah, I'm saying high school dating in general. I don't think it's bad to date, but it's like have fun, go out, hang out with your friends, but don't be like we're going to get married when the minute we grow. I don't know.
You know what?
Maybe
I think
people do that and it's fine. But
when I think about 5 years, though, I do think
unhinged.
5 years doesn't make much sense until you get to like older 20s.
Okay, I was gonna say
like 25 and 35.
I would say mid-20s, it doesn't really matter how much older they are than you.
I would say 5 year difference doesn't start to, okay, so obviously when you're 18, a 23-year-old, there's a lot of difference in life.
Oh, that's illegal. They went through college.
And brain development. Once we get to our
that's so scary.
Later 20s, the gap is like closing on experience and brain development, but earlier, it's really big. So it starts to close more and more. So 5 years,
yeah.
I do think it makes more sense when you're later in your 20s, just saying.
Well, I think something people say is like, are you in the same stage in life?
That's what I was going to say too.
And I think that's where it's okay.
But
stage of
life.
You know
what I mean?
Sometimes, though, you
like
have to.
Like, in your young 20s, you're in, like, college stage, and they're in, like, real world stage.
Okay,
what you're
saying. This is an interesting question. How do you know if you're settling with someone?
Oh, wow.
I don't even know. How do you know if you're settling?
I feel like, okay, let me just take a shot
Ask
at this.
Ask people that know you first.
Yeah. They'll tell you.
Speaking Thanks. From no experience at all, probably if you like stop growing, that's what I would think.
I think the most important quality, other than like shared values and stuff, obviously, you know, getting along, whatever, is growth mindset.
Yes. I was going to say this.
And if you are growing and you're with someone who also is open and like growing, then you're not settling because
okay, but there's one trap together. Of this though.
Oh, no.
Some people have growth mindset where they think, talk, my blah, growth blah, mind blah. Word set. They don't do anything.
Oh, no. I don't
it
think
will
that's...
trick you.
Okay,
it
means sorry. Yeah,
action.
It's growth action set. Yes. That's what I meant to say. It's like, different. What are they actually doing? Yes. Not what they're saying.
Yeah. I was going to say, yes.
I'll get yeah. you.
I was going to say, similarly, I was going to say, I was thinking about the two maybe most important things I would think of are character and growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason being character, first of all, I mean, that's obvious, right? Like, if they're just not, they do things that's just like, you're trying to like explain it away to other people around you or like, yourself, make excuses for it. It's just, as you get older, it's just going to be worse and worse.
Yeah.
Growth. I do think the whole growth situation may be like one of the biggest reasons why like marriages fail is what I was thinking recently.
Mm.
Because that's what I've realized thinking about like Nick's and my marriage. And I think about like how much we have grown and changed and like our mindsets, our lives, our actions as a result, like how I live my life and how I think about things. So it's like, I think this happens oftentimes where one person will like kind of stop growing and the other person will continue. And when you grow beyond another person, even your interests can be totally misaligned at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like your interests can totally change when you grow, whereas someone's can just stay in that same place. Your interests can change. Your
lifestyle.
Yeah, your lifestyle can change.
Priorities.
Your ability to have deep conversations. Like if you're the growing one, will want a lot more depth suddenly than that person. Whereas before you would probably like meet each other where you were at the same kind of level. And then when you get to that point, it's like you don't really know what to talk about. You don't really enjoy being around them anymore. And then you start to get lonely, probably resentful. You're both lonely and resentful. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what's going to happen? Like, is someone going to
crash and burn?
Yeah. Is someone going to grow more? Are you just going to grow less? I mean, it's kind of up to them to grow more. Just saying, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Yeah. I don't know what you're supposed to do at that point. Like, so I think that's really important. Like people who are, they're not in the same place today than they were last year. Like having the literal exact same struggles. We have things we struggle with throughout life, but it's like, you've made progress. You have realizations. You've taken actions.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed. Like you can say like, look at this thing I did over the last year that I'm really proud of that I in this area that I was struggling in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say is really important that I feel like people don't think about. And that I do think really affects marriages.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Okay. Let me pull some Patreon. Okay. We got to help Vivian. Guys, this isn't dating. I think it is, but I need help.
Viv.
I know someone who I've had a crush on for months. And I really want to tell him I like him, but the idea of telling him freaks me out, crying, laughing. I would say I'm friends with him, but I'm better friends with his sister.
Oh, okay.
And
I love
he's more of my brother's friend.
Ooh.
I'm pretty young. Wait, how young? And how old is he? But could really use the advice. I don't know if I'll ever get another chance to ask you. Okay, so I wish I knew if he was older or younger because I would definitely change my advice. He's
true.
More of my brother's friend. And she's friends with the sister.
Maybe they're twins.
Vivian. Okay, hang out together, all four of you? More?
Well, they do. It sounds like they talk, they hang, whatever.
Just tell him, unless he's way too old for you.
Well, start hanging out with him, then start to like close the gap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming this guy is not a lot older than you. You said you're young. So
he's young too.
Refer to the age rule that we previously stated. So here's what I would do / have done. So here's what I would do. You got to close the gap, right?
Close
you got a gap there.
Oh.
Where you are, where you want to be.
I love it.
So it's like, do you and him talk one-on-one?
Ooh,
ever? Like, try. Are you messaging, texting, whatever the heck your age would
talk
do?
Send him a TikTok you would be interested in?
Where are we? We got to figure out where we are right now. Do you guys talk one-on-one when you're hanging out? Or do you not even, I don't even know, do you talk to him? I don't know. If you don't even talk to him when you're like in your group.
Well, she said together, I'd say we're friends. So she talks.
Okay, you talk. Right? So talk more personally, make things a little deeper, get a little more flirtatious. Oh, show girl. Your interest a little bit.
Yeah. Let's
start talking one-on-one.
I love
we have a great compliment. Wait, is this another, wow. It's another episode? Is it all about
we
flirting?
Talked about it yeah, earlier. Flirting.
We did talk about them on earlier, but yeah, there's a flirting episode that tells you exactly what you
how
should
do. How to do that.
So that's what you
we're
should
do. We're up to seven episodes? Six.
We've mentioned six. I gotta sneeze.
We'll put them in the comments or the description. We'll get them there.
In description, yeah. They'll be in the description. That's why I'm
taking notes. Ariel's very diligent, everyone.
This is what I think about this. You are just gonna be like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, forever if you never do anything. So would you rather be panicking forever and be like, oh, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, or just get it over with?
Yeah.
And just know if it's going to work or not. So, mm-hmm. like, go make some moves, woman, or else you're just going to sit here panicking for what? Another 6 months, another year. Depressing. Make moves.
Make it.
Okay, here's another one. We talked about, I think they're referring to, like, the seven, was it seven levels of intimacy?
Intimacy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This person said, which levels of intimacy? So we did the seven levels. It's like when you're talking to someone, like, how deep the conversation's getting. The first one was, like,
wait, what's facts? Their question?
Oh, I was going to explain that, and then I'll say it.
Oh.
It's like, first one's like facts or something, and then the seventh one is like something more deep, like fears or desires. I don't know. It's like, you can look it up. On to which levels of intimacy did you go for the first few dates?
Oh.
Facts,
okay,
opinions.
Okay, this is what it is.
Facts, opinions.
No, cliche is the top one.
Oh, cliches, facts.
That's the most shallow.
Cliches, facts, opinions, hopes, and dreams. I would say I would get to level four. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe I don't know about feelings is five.
No.
Six is fears, failures, and
weaknesses.
And seven is needs.
Ooh, that's so interesting. Needs is the most intimate conversation. I
vulnerability.
Need this from you.
Yeah, so
because it's
start
the most like vulnerable, I feel like.
By the way, this is from Patreon. That was from Kira. If you want to see all of our full episodes, by the way, and you want to be a part of this, what I'm reading from, what I'm reading from right now, which is Patreon, you got to join our Patreon. It's $5 a month and you get every full podcast episode. The link is in the description. Check it out. It's a great community. So anyway, let me get to a couple more.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.